This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Imagine a scenario where a giant storm hits New York City. Manhattan gets flooded. Low-lying areas are pretty much wiped out. The power goes. People are out of their homes for months on end. Actually happened, right? Hurricane Sandy. Okay, now add this twist. A futures forecasting firm that makes a bunch of money predicting that exact disaster. And you've got the plot line of Nathaniel Rich's latest book. It's called Odds Against Tomorrow. It's fiction, I should tell you, but it reads real. Nathaniel, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So I have to tell you, I've been trying to figure out what this book is about. Is it about statistical modeling? Is it about climate change? Is it about one kind of weird dude, Mitchell Zukor, your protagonist here? Is it about futures markets? I mean, there's a whole lot wrapped up in this book.
Well, it's about all of those things. I think if you have to narrow it down, I think it's about living in a culture in which we're constantly terrified by one piece of news after another. Whether or not you're looking for it, you know, it's in your Twitter feed and Facebook and your email. There is an obligation to write about what these things, these fears, are doing to our personal lives and how they affect us and whether they're transforming us.
And you found this guy, you created this guy who has figured out, when push comes to shove, a way to profit from it, right? I mean, he sort of doesn't want to do that. Mitchell Zukor doesn't, but he does because he's good at it.
Yeah, he's discovered a niche market and high stakes fear, essentially. He's selling a form of catastrophe insurance and profiting from it. You know, I started writing the book in 2007. And it was really only after 2008 and all of the news we read about what was happening in the banking world that I realized that aspect of the novel might have had greater resonance than I first imagined, because it's a very cynical sort of a scam business that he figures out.
The key sort of economic turning point in this book is this idea of corporate responsibility. I mean, people seek out your protagonist, Mitchell Zukor, because they want to lay off the risk of their liability in case something bad happens in the form of climate change or disaster or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a short-term cynical thinking that I think is pretty common in high finance. And so he's profiting from disaster, but personally he's horrified by this because he truly feels afraid of all these things that he's discovering in his research. And he's somewhat haunted by his colleagues who are merely using disaster as a kind of wedge to separate their clients from their money.
I wouldn't call the end of this one a happy ending, but life does come back. But it struck me that the life that comes back is different fundamentally somehow at the end of this book.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. I absolutely did not want it to be a moralistic, pedantic ending. I feel like we're past the point of dystopian novels that carry with them a kind of a warning saying, you know, if we don't get our act together, this is what we're going to inherit, this horrible future. I feel like we're in that future to some extent already. I mean, we know what's happening with climate change. We know that there's all kinds of transformations going on in the environment, leaving aside, you know, other concerns about nuclear war and terrorism and so on. And the next phase for us is to understand how we can live in this new reality we've created. So the end of the novel, I think, has some ambivalence, and there's some hope, but there's also some real dread.
The latest book by Nathaniel Rich is called Odds Against Tomorrow. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.